Congress passed the spending bill over the weekend, but it did not pass a measure to revamp the nation's intelligence agencies. And that has left members of the 9/11 Commission and others who were pushing intelligence reform trying to figure out their next moves. Congressional leaders say they could still call lawmakers back to Washington in early December if it looks like an agreement is possible. But the prospects for passage of a bill this year appear slim, as NPR's Pam Fester reports.
Mary Fetchett, whose son Brad died in the World Trade Center, was optimistic Saturday morning that maybe at last Congress would vote to reorganize the nation's intelligence programs. Conferees had reached an agreement that appeared to have strong support in both chambers and White House backing. She was surprised then when House Speaker Dennis Hastert announced late in the day that he would not bring the bill up for a vote before members left town.
And they were making such progress. It was such a devastating disappointment to those of us that have been working on this.
She and other victims' relatives, as well as members of the 9/11 Commission, which proposed the changes, had lobbied around the clock to get a bill. But they were up against some strong opposition. Two House committee chairmen who said the changes would weaken the Pentagon and not do enough to stop terrorists from entering the country. Fetchett says she found the whole process discouraging.
There's been foot-dragging, there's been political agendas, and now turf battles with the Department of Defense. I believe that truthfully, there are people behind the scenes that are really trying to kill this bill.
And indeed, the legislation calls for sweeping structural change, the kind that's always difficult to make in Washington. It would shift power from existing intelligence agencies to a new director of national intelligence. That's a change the bipartisan 9/11 Commission said is needed to help avoid another terrorist attack. On the surface, at least, key players say they still hope a bill can pass. Speaker Hastert asked the conferees to continue negotiating and said Congress would not formally adjourn for the year in case agreement is reached. President Bush, attending an economic summit yesterday in Chile, said he plans to work closely with legislators when he returns to the White House after Thanksgiving.
It's very clear I wanted the bill passed. I talked to key members of the House, as did my vice president, and we'll continue working with them. Hopefully we can get a bill done.
But the bill's supporters say the president has to be much more forceful if he's to succeed. Former Democratic Congressman Tim Romer, a member of the 9/11 Commission, said the president must convince opponents that the proposed changes won't hurt the military's ability to get the intelligence it needs.
I think we would have had the votes to pass this over the weekend in both chambers with strong bipartisan majorities. But the political will, the political skill was not there. The White House, I don't think, weighed in effectively enough and publicly enough, apart from making a couple private phone calls. And that's going to have to change.
Or else, he says, it could take the unfortunate shock of another terrorist attack to get anything done. Romer and the other commissioners say they'll keep pushing Congress to act on their proposals, and Commission Co-Chairman Lee Hamilton doesn't think the outlook for a bill is as bleak as some have suggested.
I don't think it is bleak because you've got a lot of powerful actors here who say they still want to go forward, and I take them at their word.
He says if leaders of Congress had really wanted to kill the bill, they wouldn't have worked so hard to reach an agreement this past weekend, and they would have adjourned the 108th Congress for good. Now, he says, the commissioners have to continue making their case that the status quo is harmful for the nation's security.
Clearly, we have work cut out for us, and I think the primary task is to develop a sense of urgency that this bill be enacted soon. They all feel, I think, that it's important to push ahead.
He thinks a break for the Thanksgiving holidays and a cooling off period might be just what the negotiations need. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.